Today is Monday, October 18th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, we already talked a little bit about the weekend because I recorded on Saturday, because I'm such a faithful podcaster. I would like some pats on the back, please. An update on walking, by the way. Mark and I went for a walk. I don't remember what day it was, but we went for a walk in one of the two parks that we go to. And there were some bugs again. And it was after it rained, but I don't know if they were the same kind of bugs, but they were literally following Mark. I don't know if the color of his shirt, but there were hundreds of them, and they were swarming around Mark. I don't know. He was wearing a black hoodie and blue shorts. I don't know if they were attracted to one of the colors, or it was frustrating. More for him, because they weren't swarming around me for some reason, but... So anyway, on Saturday, after I recorded, we watched a movie Friday night, and we were going to watch a movie on Saturday night, but I really couldn't pick out a movie. I just could not pick out a movie. And so we decided that we had been watching this show on Netflix called Clickbait, and we really enjoyed the show. We decided, okay, we're just going to finish. It was only an 8-episode thing, so we started it right after my parents left at like 2 p.m. or something. And so we decided, okay, we're just going to finish watching this. We're not going to watch a movie. We're just going to finish watching that. And I had gotten a couple of new cocktails for my Bartesian. One new cocktail for my Bartesian called Witch's Brew or Witch's Heart or something. I don't know. And it's purple. And it's got like berry, like a mixed berry flavor. So I wanted to try that. And so one of the reasons we were going to watch a movie is because we were going to come, it's called Witch's Heart. We were going to come upstairs and watch a movie. And then normally that's when we'll do popcorn and we'll, you know, drink a cocktail and whatever. But I went ahead and made a couple of them and took them downstairs and we watched because we were just watching downstairs. And it was good. None of them are as sweet as what I would like them to be, but I think that's sort of my thing because I really like sweet, candy-like alcoholic beverages. The sweeter, the better. I want it to taste like Kool-Aid, basically. But it was good. I mean, it was good. I enjoyed it. My favorite is still the Amaretto Sour, but it's a mixture of berry, green apple, lemon juice, and white grape juice. And it has edible glitter, which normally I'm not a fan of, but I don't know. It gives it a sexy little purple shine to it. So we finished watching that and we drank our cocktails. And I don't know. We had something for dinner, but I think we had Whataburger for dinner. And then on Sunday... I had church and we played the song that I absolutely love and I did a fantastic job. Just want you guys to know I did a really good job. Went really well. And then after that, I told Mark, I said, well, why don't you just meet me at the restaurant? Because I've told you guys a million times, we do a restaurant every week. And so it was my turn to do the restaurant. And so I decided, okay, we're just going to go to Chewy's, which is, it's a Mexican restaurant. A lot of you may be familiar with it, but they're based in Texas. So I would assume maybe Gary has heard of Chewy's before. They have really good queso. When I lived in Dallas, we used to go to Chewy's. I think it was on Tuesday evenings and they would have happy hour and they would have a free chips and queso bar. And they would do the loaded queso. It's got cheese and guacamole and pico and meat all in the dip. So good. It's my favorite thing. I could just go there and get that. But the thing is, Mark doesn't really like to wait. And so he didn't get there. I got there early. And all of our restaurants around here are slam packed, especially on Sunday lunch. And Chewy's is always packed, no matter when it is. They're just always packed. And I got there and there was no line, but he wasn't there yet. And he was going to be, he was running late. So he was going to be another 20 minutes or something. So I felt like I couldn't put my name in. So I sat there, but as I was sitting there waiting on him, more and more people were coming and they were like, oh, we don't have a wait now, but we're going to have a wait the next, you know, people. And so I'm like, oh my God, should I put myself on that? So eventually I was like, okay, I'm just going to, he was still 10 minutes away, but I'm like, I'm going to put myself on the waiting list. And she, and like 2 minutes later, a table opened up. And so I said, well, my partner's not here yet, but is that okay? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. I said, I'll order a drink or something. So I go and sit down. It's probably 10 minutes before he gets there at this point. But I order the drinks. I order the queso. And then we wait. So then we, anyway, it worked out fine. We ate and no big deal there. Then we did our grocery shopping and then we went home and then we walked later in the afternoon. We did our walk. So, and I did, I've been playing. So I started playing this bingo. That was recommended by Daniel, this Fitbit bingo. And I had it, basically it's either number of minutes walking, number of steps walking, or miles walked. And each of the squares on the bingo board are like, you know, walked for 10 minutes or earned 1,000 steps or earned 1.5 miles or whatever. Well, I just go in there after we did our walk and I'm clicking around. I'm like, oh yeah, I can do that one and that one and that one. Cause we walk for 45 minutes. I think we do 4 miles or something. It must not be 4 miles, but anyway, we do quite a few miles. We walk for 45 minutes. And I was just racking up all these. And then I realized there was a pattern that you have to do. It wasn't just like a normal bingo where you do diagonal or up and down or something. It was a pattern. And I hadn't realized that. So I wasted a lot of my walking because I clicked on boxes that I didn't need. And so Kathy Bacon ended up winning, but I feel like I could have won theoretically had I not done it incorrectly. Anyway. So then I made grilled cheese and tomato soup for dinner because that was our two throwing down recipes for the week. I took photos of them. I posted them on the Discord. And then we just had we watched MasterChef Australia last night. And I've just been working today, so nothing to report today. We're going to walk right after this. So I did get a tweet that I wanted to talk about. And it was from, let me pull it up here. I'm not prepared. I am not prepared. The tweet is from Harley of Enormous. Anyway, so he says, hey, I wanted to send a quick note. Like you, I always went by my middle name, but have transitioned everything to only using my middle name. Or I always went by my middle name, but have transitioned everything only to use my middle name. But did not. My passport had only my middle and last name until ominous bum, bum, bum. I was dropped as the beneficiary of my husband's Social Security. So I did a legal name change to drop my first name and keep the rest the same. Then I filed paperwork to get a new Social Security card. Well, it was approved and I got the letter yesterday. Unlike you, I'm old, so now I can get Social Security on my next birthday. Did you ever get your name changed? So I did not. Well, as I said on here, I got the court order, but I haven't applied for my new Social Security card yet. Now I've been, since I wasn't able to do it the day that I was trying to do it, I've been procrastinating because I don't have a need for it anytime soon. And I've got a new driver's license with my correct name on it now. And that's going to let me fly because I got the real ID driver's license. So I can fly and use that ID. And all of my other, most of my other stuff already uses Adam. So really all I've got to do is my passport and my Social Security card. And I don't need those yet, but I'm going to. It just seems like such a pain in the butt. And I don't know what I'm going to use because they said they needed like a driver's license or something. And I can't mail a driver's license to them. So I'm really not sure what I'm going to use. Anyway, haven't done it yet. One other thing, I used your idea and used some leftover curry roasted cauliflower for soup. It was totally creamy and delicious. Thank you. But I do think we need to have a showdown or rather blend down between my BlendTech and your Vitamix. I will bet you a dollar BlendTech wins. Happy weekend, Harley. I don't know. I've never used a BlendTech, but I always wanted a Vitamix, and I got one, so I'm happy. But sure, we can do a blend off. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.